It isn't something I understand. There were many things Mogava didn't understand, including any languages native to that region. He communicated with Long Shadow using his improved but still flawed Taglian.
Maybe she changed her name.
Could they do that? I realized the remark was Mogava's attempt at a joke, but Long Shadow did mull it over as though it was possible in some subjective fashion. The moment passed. Long Shadow faced Sing.
Deceiver, why are you here? What machinations has the Howler involved you in now?
Mogava answered for Narayan.
The Black Company jumped them in their holy grove and killed everyone but him and the girl. Your Shadow Weavers barely had time to call for Howler before they died. Howler found these two, hiding a few miles away, and got them out only yards ahead of the pursuit.
So, this was only a short while after our raid. And here was a surprise. I believed Narayan had gotten warning from the Shadow Master. But he hadn't. So how had he shaken the sleep spell? Mention of the Shadow Weavers rocked Long Shadow. I thought he would fly into one of his famed, foamy-mouthed rages. Those strange little old men were a resource he dared not squander. It took a lifetime to train them. And we've taken care of a bunch of them over the years. Long Shadow sucked in a deep breath, held it, restrained his insanity.
My error. I should not have sent them. Have you any idea how our enemies could appear at a time so propitious to their cause?
Nobody volunteered the news that we could hover over his shoulder any time the urge hit. Long Shadow observed,
"This is not good. Each day they develop new resources. Each day ours dwindle."
He glared at Sing.
"What are we getting from these deceivers?"
Mogava replied,
"They spy. Before long, they will undertake selected assassinations. The enemy shows no awareness of that program. If their assassinations succeed, the results will be of more value than anything but a decisive encounter on the battlefield."
Mogava invited comment from Singh with his glance, but Narayan held his tongue. Mogava said,
"Unfortunately, the intelligence the deceivers gather grows less reliable with each report. The enemy have enjoyed considerable success in their efforts to eliminate the cult."
Still no one else spoke. Mogava continued,
"Lady and Croker have become very aggressive against spies.